sneezing cheap with a high smoke Love point. You're going to use a paper radio. Towel to spread out all that oil. You're going to let that oil Yo, sit and burn
time,
off.
It's that time of night I got to talk about natural
more
omega. Natural
you're gonna
oil omega.
You're
going to spread
out with the paper
towel just
like
you
did
earlier.
Give it one more
par,
turn
around. It's the product that y'all using for your
Let me show you how I revive my flashlight. First thing I did was turn on
it.
You
got aluminum.
Are
you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? Talking about the men and the women. Men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer from you. There's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out naturalomega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going
to
pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturalomega. Omega. I? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores too. She got this lip scrub where it actually pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man. The booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
I'm just using this geek greaser that I got from Blackstone, and I just sprayed every little inch that I can. And with this mesh sponge, I just scraped away, just loosening up all that gunk. At this point, you could tell it's a lot cleaner than it was. I'm going to turn back on that heat. You want that to be on for at least 10 minutes just to get the Blackstone really, really hot. And once it starts to get nice and smoky hot like you, I want you to drizzle on some neutral oil. You want to use anything cheap with a high smoke point. You're going to use a paper towel to spread out all that oil. You're going to let that oil sit and burn off. Give it a couple minutes. And you're going to repeat that process one more time. For the final step, you're going to kill the heat, spread out oil one more time, spread it out with a paper towel just like we did earlier. Give it one more spread around and just embrace how beautiful your Blackstone is. Summer's right around the corner, so let me show you how I revived my Blackstone. First thing I did was turn on the heat and scrape away all that grease. Then I killed the heat instantly and tossed on a bunch of water. Now the water's going to help loosen up more of that grease and it's going to cool down that Blackstone. Again, I went back with my bench scraper and just scraped away. It has been sitting out for the entire duration of the winter, so it was a little rusty. I'm just using this degreaser that I got from Blackstone, and I just sprayed every little inch that I can. And with this mesh sponge, I just scraped away, just loosening up all that gunk. At this point, you could tell it's a lot cleaner than it was. I'm going to turn back on that heat. You want that to be on for at least 10 minutes just to get the Blackstone really, really hot. And once it starts to get nice and smoky hot like you, I want you to drizzle on some neutral oil. You want to use anything cheap with a high smoke point. You're going to use a paper towel to spread out all that oil. You're going to let that oil sit and burn off. Give it a couple minutes. And you're going to repeat that process one more time. For the final step, you're going to kill the heat, spread out oil one more time, spread it out with a paper towel just like we did earlier. Give it one more spread around and just embrace how beautiful your Blackstone is. Summer's right around the corner, so let me show you how I revived my Blackstone. First thing I did was turn on that heat and scrape away all that grease. Then I killed the heat instantly and tossed on a bunch of water. Now the water's going to help loosen up more of that grease and it's going to cool down that Blackstone. Again, I went back with my bench scraper and just scraped away. It has been sitting out for the entire duration of the winter, so it was a little rusty. I'm just using this degreaser that I got from Blackstone, and I just sprayed every little inch that I can. And with this mesh sponge, I just scraped away, just loosening up all that gunk. At this point, you could tell it's a lot cleaner than it was. I'm going to turn back on that heat. You want that to be on for at least 10 minutes just to get the Blackstone really, really hot. And once it starts to get nice and smoky hot like you, I want you to drizzle on some neutral oil. You want to use anything cheap with a high smoke point. You're going to use a paper towel to spread out all that oil. You're going to let that oil sit and burn off. Give it a couple minutes. And you're going to repeat that process one more time. For the final step, you're going to kill the heat, spread out oil one more time, spread it out with a paper towel just like we did earlier. Give it one more spread around and just embrace how beautiful your Blackstone is. Summer's right around the corner, so let me show you how I revived my Blackstone. First thing I did was turn on that heat and scrape away all that grease. Then I killed the heat instantly and tossed on a bunch of water. Now the water's going to help loosen up more of that grease and it's going to cool down that Blackstone. Again, I went back with my bench scraper and just scraped away. It has been sitting out for the entire duration of the winter, so it was a little rusty. I'm just using this degreaser that I got from Blackstone, and I just sprayed every little inch that I can. And with this mesh sponge, I just scraped away, just loosening up all that gunk. At this point, you could tell it's a lot cleaner than it was. I'm going to turn back on that heat. You want that to be on for at least 10 minutes just to get the Blackstone really, really hot. And once it starts to get nice and smoky hot like you, I want you to drizzle on some neutral oil. You want to use anything cheap with a high smoke point. You're going to use a paper towel to spread out all that oil. You're going to let that oil sit and burn off. Give it a couple minutes. And you're going to repeat that process one more time. For the final step, you're going to kill the heat, spread out oil one more time, spread it out with a paper towel just like we did earlier, give it one more spread around, and just embrace how beautiful your Blackstone is. Summer's right around the corner, so let me show you how I revived my Blackstone. First thing I did was turn on that heat and scrape away all that grease. Then I killed the heat instantly and tossed on a bunch of water. Now the water is going to help loosen up more of that grease, and it's going to cool down that Blackstone. Again, I went back with my bench scraper and just scraped away. It has been sitting out for the entire duration of the winter, so it was a little rusty. I'm just using this degreaser that I got from Blackstone, and I just sprayed every little inch that I can. And with this mesh sponge, I just scraped away, just loosening up all that gunk. At this point, you could tell it's a lot cleaner than it was. I'm going to turn back on that heat. You want that to be on for at least 10 minutes just to get the Blackstone really, really hot. And once...
Yeah. It sound like 007 on his phone. Shit.
Yeah. Jane, gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. This ain't for no fuck, nigga. You a real nigga, then fuck with
yeah.
This one for the hood, nigga. Hips the bitches that shop at Lenny. Dark skin, light skin, Asian and white women. Hype beast, we know about you. Don't buy shoes unless they're popular. For the hoes, my nigga. That's pussy poppin' that Magic City. Got you strong, my nigga. Then come match that shit with me. Smoking me, my nigga. Then don't pass that shit to me. This one for my nigga. And bitches buy that money.
Cash out.
Got a law, chest of bread. Them bad hoes that I need.
Uh-huh.
I don't fuck with no snitches. So don't tell me who tellin'.
Nope.
This one for them colleges. Them bad hoes that spell. Shout out to them freshmen. On Instagram, straight flexin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweat. Pop the molly, I'm sweat. Mama always told me. Boy, count your blessings.
Count them all.
In God, I trust. So I kept counting them frankly. I'm too sly, you know this. Let me give your ass a checklist. One gold watch, two gold chains, six gold rings, it's nuts. OG joints, them hot socks, no shirt on, I'm stunned.
Okay.
And this song for them fuck niggas who hating on you this summer.
Fuck
talk shit behind your back, but won't say shit in public. Fuck
yeah.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Smirk.
Big brr.
Jerry Productions.
All the way, get some back from me, shit. Shit. You gotta get this shit in blood, huh?
Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to ago, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger Rick, niggas know who it was. This story shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. If your nigga killer ain't dead, you sure wear no RP shirt. We had 300 shots up in the car before we picked up dirt. Niggas who ain't got shit going, go grab a glizzy, get alert. Shots to G-Post RP, and the reason he in the dirt. Gotta know I go too far. Get two O's up on this honey. One of them might stand for O-Block. About 20 some shots left up in the K. 15 still in the Glock. Keep my door unlocked and stop. I like getting on feet, park the car. We get up close, doing dirty, I ain't showing love. 11,000 all ones, left my right pocket in the club. Two faces up on me dirty, I went got it out the mud. If I took some, get it in blood. I don't give a fuck where we was. Bitch, I got my own. If I don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the neck, nigga. I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go. I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you. Come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rick. Niggas know who it was. This story shit just like the 80s. Want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you. Come get it back in blood.
Killed your man, you keep on talking. Better get that shit in blood. Get my shorty, Nima Dub. Then they gon' walk inside the club. Hit his little ass with that switch. I bet that switch with up his nerve. Fuck the odds inside my city, lil' bro, put them in the mud. You can't come back to your hood, huh?
Nope.
He was dissing on my cousin, now his ass all in that wood, huh?
Book his ass, I wish he would come.
V-Roy pop up out that car with that new Glock, I wish he would run.
Hit that slam, bitch, I'm really icy. Really icy.
Who's icy, that's my dog. But boy, you know I'm really shy.
You told all them OT niggas that you really sly. Tell the truth about your game, bitch, they really dying.
Bitch, I got my own, if I don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rick, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Bitch,
production. Yeah. I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one, too. They know I'm going to be around. Yeah. I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Because I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I buy the tires for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas go foul on you. Man, fuck them all, man, we want it all. Don't get too involved, we gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. unofficial trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal, nigga. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melody yelling, then we fill it with red forever, ever. These niggas so jealous, jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell it, tell it. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine. I got rings, I got rims like Serena. All of my rims, Aquafina. My bitch, Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out this store, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep a skull cutty, nigga, they lose.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
All right, peace to the gods, peace to the gods. Let me get these lives started. Peace to the gods. I hope y'all doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. I know I am, and I wish the same for y'all, too. You are now listening to Consultation Wednesday with your man, Jonah Beck, where I answer all y'all's questions of all the things that we cover through law. You know what I mean? We do everything by their laws, their goddamn laws, and we get ready around here on Add That. We got an upcoming webinar this Saturday. For more information, just go to jonahbay.com, and you can buy your tickets and all. Site when they're on their phone.
Johnny, you can hear me? Peace to the gods, Johnny, you can hear me? Could you hear me, Johnny? Damn, I don't know if you can hear me because Blog Talk not working either. Damn, dog.
He's saying there's no audio on Blog Talk.
Could you hear
me? All right, now? All right. I can hear you now. They kicked me off of Blog Talk, but y'all were on. That's crazy.
Thank you. Yeah, they hating. I don't know what's going on. But
they go hard. They don't want y'all on. Y'all better recognize they don't want you in this upcoming webinar this week.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely on that one.
They want to shut down everything up. I'm showing y'all how I'm not to pay no tax to the federal. Of course they don't want this.
Of course, it's
now,
too powerful.
It's just talking shit. Why would they stop me? They just like, they like, he got the answers. Let him go. They know I got the answers. So they like, oh, no. Shut down.
You
shut
got
it down.
You got the keys. But I got two questions for you, Jonah. Okay. My first question is, I got a friend that's going through a court case right now. And they spelled his name incorrectly. So his first name is spelled correct and his last name is spelled correct. But they put a middle initial. He doesn't have a middle name. So I was trying to figure out, like, what would you do about that? How would you go about it?
Hey, what's going on? He got a court case?
Yeah, he got a court case. And on the docket, they put a middle name for him. They just put an initial, an H. but he doesn't have a middle name. His first name is
Tom. They created a trust. What does it mean?
Oh, no, no. I was just trying to see because that's not his middle name. He doesn't have a middle name, so I wasn't sure if that's like a
difference. Does it make? They are creating a trust. They are creating a trust to run the quick case through. What difference does it make? He's going to shut the case down by doing a writ of discovery. What difference does it make? Y'all are worried about the wrong things. You see what I'm saying?
No, Jonah. Okay, but that's the thing. He already put in his writ of discovery. I was just asking
I've said this before. The added middle name make it seem like it's not the same person. Writ of discovery, they're trying to set up a whole new case. It's going to work as long as he sticks to his discovery.
Oh, okay, so that goes into my second question. So I'm helping a friend right now. Mind you, Jonah, I'm not no newbie. I don't beat my gun charge. I don't been in and out of the court. So I'm helping a friend. So I told him it's going to be like a three-step process: discovery, compelled discovery, and then we're going to file the dismissal. We're going to file the motion to dismiss.
Did you get him to read the treason on full arrest?
Jonah, all your information, He didn't read it. I didn't give him tricks and traps in court.
He needs it to understand what you're doing. He has to read it 3 times. If he won't read it, you tell him you're not helping him no more. If you want him to win, you don't. He has to put in that work. If he don't read it, stop fucking helping him. Don't use my paperwork to fucking lose.
You're right, Jonah, because I'm going to be real with you. Talk
to that nigga the way I'm talking to you right now. We don't lose over here. Demand.
No, you're right. You're right. Cause I'm gonna be real with you, Jonah. I came up off of the archives. That's how I came across you. So it's like I stick to the script. I don't go nowhere. So that's the thing.
How's he gonna stick to the script if he don't even know the game they're playing? He don't know how to know the rules or nothing. He has to read the treaty on false arrest. There's no way around it.
No, you're absolutely right. And I'm trying
force
to get him to stand on
it,
his...
Bro, force it. Force it. Be more like me. Force that shit. Because he'll love you. He'll love you when it's done.
Since I filed the motion, well, he filed the motion, the writ of discovery, so he has 3 different charges. They dismissed one of them with the writ of discovery, with just the writ of discovery. So now he's still fighting 2 more cases, but he didn't listen to me. He went ahead and filed the motion to dismiss. So he fucked it up as far as how the procedure was supposed to be. That's what I was trying to tell you, because So moving forward, so they denied the motion to dismiss.
Someone wrote,
yes,
ask and get a public defender. He didn't even need the info. I didn't say that. Someone else wrote that. Yo, someone asked me, what's the name on Blog Talk? Dog, my name is Jonah Bay. Go to Blog Talk. Put in Jonah Bay Radio. Jonah Bay. Everything is Jonah Bay. But anyway, yo. Is a hard head nigga. He wants to lose.
He
let
is.
Lose.
You know, Jonah, when it's people that you know, when it's your people, you know.
You can't care more about his case than he does.
You're right, man. You're right about that, Jonah. I ain't even going to.
You know how many
you
people
right.
cuss out about the same shit? You know what I mean?
Man,
some people believe in they can beat our paperwork, but they can't.
They can
only treat someone who don't know shit about it. We ain't about that, B. We're not about that. We're about winning over this motherfucker. We're about enforcing the law. That also means dude don't know the Constitution. He don't even know. They have to give him discard de facto. If they are de facto, then go to my site and buy the Rule 221 and 222 also, plus remove the sovereign immunity, and you sue them for being de facto.
Oh, I already got that, John. I already got it.
Without studying. You know what I mean? That's like niggas supposed to get paid. He didn't work at all. Why the fuck would we pay him if he not working?
If he not working, yeah.
Man,
yeah, because I'm telling him, man, because he's thinking about getting a public defender. I'm like, bro, you can't have one foot in and one foot out.
And
like,
I say let that nigga get it because he's not going to follow it. By what you're telling me, he's not going to do it.
And
someone
said,
how do we get someone out of jail? Then you need to go back and listen to last week's show Wednesday. I'm going to answer your shit when I already answered it in a show like this. You're fucking studying, B. I'm not your fucking genie. Go back and do your study. Go back and get into those archives on Blog Talk. Go back and get in the archives on YouTube. Back, go to SoundCloud.com, search Jonah Bay, and go out archives there. Years, man. It goes back at years. Everything you want to learn is there. Someone said rude. I don't give a fuck you think I'm rude. I'm giving a fucking answer. I'm not going to answer some shit when you need to. You going to have to do it. I don't give a fuck if you think I'm rude. I'm not here to be your fucking friend. I don't even know you, and I don't fucking care. Why the fuck do I care? I'm rich, bitch. I'm rich. I've been married for 30 years. Just had my anniversary. Kids make over six figures. Everyone's happy. Why would I care about the bullshit life? This shit to make my life what it is today. That means you're going to have to do the same shit. Noble Drew Ali said, never give them all the answers or they'll fall back to sleep. Wake your ass up. Someone said Jesse Barnes. Now, Jesse Barnes do working, but I don't know if they work anymore because they changed forms. But what I told you last week works no matter what because it's based on the Constitution. Works no matter what. But you're going to have to learn the process, man. This shit is crazy. I'm sorry about that, bro.
Oh, no, no. Jonah, you paid the cost to be the boss. So if you got to let them know, you got to remind them it is what it is.
Yeah, these motherfuckers, man. I had someone say they going to beat me up when I come to New York. He asked me to do a trust form. I did the trust form, right?
Mm-hmm.
This nigga going to give me the wrong motherfucking address. So, the trust went to the address you gave me. So then he like, just send me the paperwork you got. I said, nigga, why the fuck I send you the paperwork I got? Number one, you don't even know enough. You don't even know that the one I got doesn't have the file number on it, which means the illegit one is an illegit copy. It just shows that it's been filed. But you need the file number and all of that. And then what the county does is the county gets the trust, runs it in the newspaper for 3 weeks.
Oh.
I don't know about y'all, but here in Atlanta, if you go to the post office here, you're sitting in the post office about an hour or two online. It's that packed. Mad people just waiting. This nigga really think I'm going to leave my house and go sit up in the post office, mail some shit to him that he's supposed to have. He made a fucking mistake and not put the right address. Nigga, how the fuck you don't know your address? Get the fuck out of here. I'm not paid to do that shit. I'm not doing it. And then you know what he said? He was beefing that he got charged $1,500. I gave it to him for $100. And the real price is $5,000. And then I took it down to $3,000. But I gave him half price because I knew he was a broke-ass nigga with no fucking money. How the fuck you going to tell me how much it costs for me to do the job? To get the fuck out of my bed, to go get in rush hour traffic, to go file something. Then the nigga was like, yo, you didn't even go file it. Pay someone to do it. Yeah, nigga, I'm smart. Of course I pay someone to do it now. I had to fucking take that nigga down there and show him how to do it. So now I can pay him to go do it for me. You can't tell me what to charge for my service. You see what I'm saying?
Shit, niggas, smarter, not
niggas that's lazy are not a problem.
Trust
you know what I mean?
I got my own business, and I don't like dealing with cheap people. They cheap people give you the most headache.
Right. Yo, you're not paying me for how much work I got to do. You're paying me for the work I had to do to find out how to do it. Perfect example. This weekend's webinar and the other two that's coming, that's a part of it, I had to study 500 hours to get the information.
I believe you too, man.
I was into the IRS manual. I was into security exchange manuals. I was into mad laws, right? And boom, that's what you got to pay for. The amount of time of studying I had to do to make it work. That's what you pay for. It doesn't matter that it only takes me an hour and a half to teach you how to do it. It damn sure took me longer than an hour and a half to teach my broke-ass people don't want to pay you, B. They think you should be their slave and work for free.
Well, Jonah, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I try to put people onto your information, and they, and one of the people was like,
"No work,
Jonah, just
don't want to put that work. Do that."
What they said was, "Man, he's trying to get rich off me." I'm like, "Bro, Jonah already rich, bro.
Not only I'm already rich and been rich my whole adult life, but." I got the cheapest prices there is for anything.
Hell yeah.
I got that nigga, you can Google his book. It's called, oh my God, it's in my mind. 0%. The nigga really listened to all my shit, go to my webinars. He did my shit and created his own website. And the whole shit is my information. And he charged way more than my prices on my website. He bootlegged it.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Brother Light and them used to charge $10,000 UCC1. A UCC1 doesn't work, could never work. And he was getting $2,000 a pop off people. You could buy everything on my site and it don't cost $10,000.
Nah, shit. I'm like, man, John, I'm gonna be real with you. Damn near any and everything you've been dropping. I done been to the Cali seminar. I done been to Atlanta for the discharge. I done got the 241.
Right.
The one and two.
Hold on. I'm too expensive, right? How much is the injection? $110, $150, something like that, right?
How much do I think it costs
the minute you get pulled over by the cop? It costs $150, right? The injunction pays for itself just one time. And this works again, again, and again. And it stops you from DUIs, stops you from getting bullshit arrested. The only time you get arrested is you did something wrong, somebody stole something. Fuck, y'all work forever, and it pays for itself. But yeah, if you know how to do it, you can do it for the whole family.
Hell
if you want to get the money back, you can do it for a friend and put them on it. What the fuck you talking about? It costs too much. That's what I mean. That's the broke mentality.
trust me, Jonah. The tax injunction, the treaty injunction. I got all of that, Jonah. I'm like, I'm not. If mind you, I don't have the most money. I definitely don't have the most money, but I scrape up what I gotta scrape up to get this information because I know.
I don't give a fuck if you got you know, pawn something. Get to the class, go back and get it afterwards. I remember when I got into real estate, right? I bought BMW. Let's say I bought it on a Friday. I pawned it, the title pawn on it Monday, and bought my first piece of property with the money.
Damn.
I went and got a loan because I owned the property. What's the name loan? Construction loan. I paid off the BMW. Right? Finished construction. Refinance the place. And when we find, I paid off the construction loan and had the place and rented it out. You feel me? You make a fucking way. Now, Prince A. Bay said, I learned from Jonah, then turned into a beast. Then they're making mad money helping people or for the information I showed them. That's what I'm saying. Only a broke-ass nigga knows or won't get the info, get himself, show people the proof that he did it and it works, and then go make some money.
That's what I'm doing with child support right now.
Who wants to be broke. Stay broke because of the way he thinks.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing with the child support right now. I'm helping somebody with it right now. I'm trying to get paid.
You know what I mean? So it is what it is. But wonderful talking to you, bro. I'll holler at you another time.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. All right, I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 850-630. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay.
What up, God?
All is well with you and the fam, God?
Huh?
All is well. All is well.
Oh, all is well with me and my fam. All is well, God.
Gratitude. Gratitude, God. These niggas bugging tonight, ain't they?
Yo, they bugging. They fucking, and then it's raining like cats and dogs outside, so it's mad clouds that's blocking signals too. But come on, man, you know how many times I've been on the radio and it's raining like this? It's been a tornado, and it never did all of this.
Right,
yo,
right. Very,
it is what it is, man. You know what it is.
That's right. I know exactly what it is. I know exactly what it is, good bro. Hey, but I got a quick question for you. Hey, when we doing, okay, I'm in this child support thing. You know, we got it beat down, right? But let me ask you this. When is the ideal time to submit that 28 USC 1441? Or do we need to exhaust the lower court remedies and let them deny?
Okay, you trying to do a 241-42?
Well, I know that's coming because I've been reading what was that, the treaties on false arrest.
Uh huh.
So yeah, so I'm seeing how that 241, 242.
To get them, you have to pick up the webinar that said remove their sovereign immunity. That is what you have to do before you do a 241, 242. That's how you exhaust the remedy. That's when the Bible says agree with your adversary before they bring you into court. That's the process. When you try to do the suit 241, 242 before doing that process, you're going to dismiss your case. Now, the great thing about doing that process, you may never go to court because that pulls in their bond and it pulls in their oath. And if you write your paperwork to them correctly, they will just pay you off. Because they don't want it in court.
Okay. So be sure.
Right.
Okay. Be sure to get that removal of sovereign immunity webinar from the website,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then, Oh, so that is the exhaustion in the lower court before you get it up
yes.
to the Fed, right?
Yeah, that's the one. Remove their sovereign immunity.
Okay, because there would be no discovery in federal court. You're just moving your case to federal court, right?
Hold on. So if you are suing them in federal court, you had a smaller court case, right?
Okay.
You would first, like I said, remove their sovereign. You would do a notice of intent to sue. That's where you
right.
warn them, I'm going to sue your ass for violating my rights protected by the Constitution, right?
And that's right. That's right.
Now, every fucking thing that they're doing to violate your rights protected by the Constitution. Then after you do that, you have to take move to the federal court. You will put together your 241, 242 complaint. And
okay.
then they will merge those two cases together.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I read that. Yeah. I read that in the breakdown of 28 U.S.C. 1441.
Yeah.
So actually, we're going in under Section C, which is the removal of the civil action.
Yeah, it's all civil.
Okay. And then I read further.
The American corporation, United States corporation, can only operate in what? Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
The Treaty of the Moors, they only got a commerce treaty.
Okay.
So everything commerce, they even have it in their law that it's all commerce. It's all
right.
Commercial.
It's all commerce, right. Under UCC somewhat?
It's in the UCC. It's in the regular law, too. Everything, it says something about
yeah.
everything is all commercial.
Yep, everything's commercial. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And hey, I got one last.
If you try to say you are in at law court, when they got you in front of an administrative court, but administrative court
right.
is still a commerce court. It was created
yeah,
by Congress to do commerce.
All right. Hey, Jonah, I was reading somewhere else, too, that sometimes these cases, these child support cases, become criminal as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kept reading, and I
There's
ran
no
up
criminal.
On...
There is no criminal. It's commerce, but they're trying to say... they're going to hit you with contempt of court. They claim that's criminal.
You're chopping up real bad, Jonah.
Contempt of court. Which contempt of court is unconstitutional. See, this
right.
is why I keep on saying you got to know y'all's rights protected by the Constitution.
That's right. You're absolutely right. All right, I'm going to stick to the path given. And, I'm sure all is well, God.
All right, peace, God.
Peace of God.
Peace of God. All right, we only got 8 minutes left. I'm calling 510-910. Hurry up and talk. Don't waste too much time greeting. 510-910. Peace.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was calling regarding some chat, back child support. I was looking on your site. You've got that injunction.
Yeah, child support injunction. Support.
Yeah. Well, not only let's see. That'll help with the okay. And also, they denied me my passport because of the arrears. It's like because of arrears that
popped
up.
I got. We can take care of that too. You want to get a consultation so I can really break down how you're going to go about all of that.
Okay. Well, you know, I set up one. I'm still waiting for you to hear from me. I did it.
Oh, I'm calling you soon. Text my phone.
Yeah, because I
when did you get the consultation?
Email.
Didn't say email.
I think I purchased it, I think, Friday or Saturday. And then he hit me back wanting to know the order number. So I sent the order number.
You
I sent
the order number. When did you send the order number?
Saturday.
I ain't got no, I finished all my consultations today. You need to text my phone and send that order number again, because it's not there.
Okay.
See, a lot of new people read the text my site gives. It gives you a phone number, and it says text your order number, this phone number. If you do not do that, you will not be put on my list of people I got to call. A lot of y'all don't read the email. You have to text it to the phone.
Yeah, you
may or may
out.
Not text my email.
Yeah,
a lot of people, they don't even send it to my email. They send it to jonahbay.com's email, which I never look at those emails. Only email I'm looking at is jonahbay@gmail.
I think this one said peace to the gods. Peace to the gods, Jonah Bay. Yeah.
Not my email. That's my website's email. And that is what the told you to do. It told you to text the phone number it gave you. That's why you ain't got consultation.
I texted the number. I texted the order number, but now I didn't put my telephone number on there. I figured
if
you get it off your website.
Number, hold on. Listen, bro. If you find numbers, my phone, it's going to show me the phone number.
Exactly.
You did not text my phone. I'm looking at my phone. And there is no, okay, is your number 404-960?
The number I text?
Is your phone number 404-960?
No.
Mine
would be the same, 510.
Someone sent this. I don't have a text from you, bro. I don't know who you text, but it didn't get to me.
Yeah, let me see. Yes, yes, sir. I texted to that,
what phone number did you text it to? And don't give the last four.
404-990.
All right, that's good enough. Text it again right now.
Okay.
With your order number. And we'll get you.
What was the order number? Shit. It was 9931. I think it was 9931. Oh. Yeah,
I don't put my whole fucking number out on the air. I'm glad you got
it
wrong.
No, I'm saying my order. No, I said my order.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I'm glad you got my phone number wrong because that ain't my number.
No, I was talking about the order number, my order number.
I know you was talking about the order number now. At first, I thought you was trying to say the whole number.
Now, you just need to order them. You don't need my name and all that.
Nope. All I need is you to text that number. I will see your phone number, and I will see your order number, and I just see it. Your number is 510-910. This is the first time I ever got a text from it.
I did it the other day. Same thing.
You know
but
what?
Anyway,
I see you did it one day.
Yeah, I know I did it one day because I hadn't heard from
did
you.
It one day. Monday at 12:04.
Yeah, you responded back. You responded back.
I didn't respond here. If you got a response, you probably got it in an email.
Yeah, I did. The piece of the God email about following instructions. I didn't read the instructions. I just assumed when I purchased it, I had my phone number on there, so I thought maybe you called it off the website.
That was
my phone number off the website.
That was my wife or my son that replied. That wasn't me. You see?
Well, they did it properly, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was me. But now I got your number, and we'll be calling. Look for the call. You're getting it tonight. You're getting it tomorrow.
Okay. Good enough. That'll work. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and we're going to get right in your case.
Cool. That'll work.
All right.
Okay, then, guys. Peace.